coming soon to own on video and DVD.
In a world where one man has seen every movie, there's one woman who's seen hardly any. Together, this unlikely duo must review all the best films she's never seen. Starring Jack Spade as the hero we didn't ask for.
What a funeral! Those ham sandwiches were delicious!
And Leanne Foster as the damsel who doesn't know shit.
I don't give a fuck about an elf.
Huntsville Home Video. Now playing.
The following movie has been rated PG by the Motion Picture Association of America.
Huntsville Home Video brought to you by Underboss Photography. Check out this veteran-owned business located right here in Huntsville, Alabama, the picturesque town wherein Huntsville Home Video is recorded, where Underboss Photography takes a lot of amazing photos. You can follow them on social media. Look for at Underboss Photography on Facebook, on Instagram, and check out some of their cool stuff. And they are, of course, big fans of The Godfather, as Leanne learned
I did
earlier this week. Welcome to Huntsville Home Video. My name is Jack Spade. Across from me is Leanne Foster. We are talking about Marvel movies this month again.
Mm-hmm.
Phase 2 of the cinematic universe. And you're like, you probably got the notification on your phone. It popped up. New episode of Huntsville Home Video. What the fuck? On a Thursday?
On a Thursday? That's never been done before.
Unprecedented.
We break down walls.
That's right.
We do whatever the F we want to do.
That's right. With our godly hammers.
Right.
From Asgard.
Yeah, because we're worthy.
We are.
We're worthy to wield.
Let's pump the brakes on that worthy train.
Maybe not. Okay.
Right. Two episodes this week, two episodes next week, maybe two episodes a week after that. I don't know.
Who the hell knows?
We'll see what happens.
We have two a week, which is eight, but we have six movies. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. Like, we're good at talking about movies. We are not good at math.
We'll figure it out next week or the week after, because right now we don't give a fuck, because it's Thursday, and we're talking about Thor on Thursday.
Happy Thursday.
We're here for a theme, motherfucker.
Leanne Foster wearing her little Thor helmet. She's got her little Mjolnir walking around, like, looks from a kid's Halloween costume.
Told you I was going to do it.
You did. You committed.
Told you I was going to be on brand.
I am very impressed. I was not expecting this level of theatricality for people that can't see you.
Don't have my butterfly knife yet, but I got my Thor hammer.
Oh, man.
Shipping's a bitch, ain't it?
It sure is. All these delays prohibiting me from getting Leanne a butterfly knife.
What's the world coming to?
Oh, man. Leanne, I'm not going to lie to you. Mm. I'm gonna give it to you straight.
Okay. You always do, buddy.
I always do.
Mm-hmm.
Today might be a bit of a chore.
Okay.
I don't know what you think of the movie yet. We haven't got there, but the movie that we are discussing today, Thor the Dark World,
mm-hmm.
not a fan.
Okay. It seems like a lot of people are not a fan of this movie.
Right.
From what I've been reading up on.
Yeah, so kind of... I think throughout the 20-plus movies in the MCU, whenever you see occasionally a list come through from, like, BuzzFeed or something like that, it's like, we rank all the Marvel movies from best to worst.
Of course.
Dark World, pretty standard on the list of the worst.
Okay.
Coming in at the top spot. But it ultimately doesn't matter what I think, doesn't matter what BuzzFeed thinks, what all the other listeners think. I mean, the listeners, it matters. We care about what you think.
Little.
We actually do.
Kind of.
But this is all about Leanne's journey.
Oh, man.
Here on Huntsville Home Video. So right off the top, we got to ask, what did you think about Thor the Dark World?
It was okay, but I didn't care. I didn't really care for it. I didn't need it.
Right?
Like, Thor's not... I like Thor, but Thor I don't need a movie from, just like the Hulk, I
sure.
feel like.
Okay.
So I wasn't a huge fan of it. It was okay. It was tolerable.
Now,
it had some cool parts to it, but not
Now,
great.
I will tell you this. I have never seen a movie rebound so well between a shitty sequel and then a third one.
Okay.
Because Thor Ragnarok is fucking great.
Okay, that's
like,
what
I
heard.
Like, I love that one.
Mm-hmm.
But this, this is like the exact opposite of
I read where Ragnarok. Chris Hemsworth said he was tired of playing Thor and it at this movie, and it seemed as though I could see that,
right?
Or feel that, you know?
Totally get it.
Like, I didn't really care for him in this movie.
Yeah, I mean, Loki was really the star of this movie.
Yes.
And he was in it so infrequently. If you would have just focused on him, it could have been so much better. And you wasted Christopher Eccleston as Malekith. You had an actor the caliber of Christopher Eccleston, an amazing actor. He was in your show, The Leftovers. You loved that show, didn't you? He was like the preacher on that show.
Oh, that's who that was?
That's Christopher Eccleston.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I love The Leftovers.
Yeah.
Oh, no shit.
I know Christopher Eccleston from Doctor Who. He was the Ninth Doctor.
Oh, okay.
Great series.
Don't know that one.
Which I think your nerd heart would love.
I still have a picture on my phone of the time that I had to take a picture of you because you were wearing Doctor Who pajama pants at work. And you were like, take a picture of me in my Doctor Who pajamas. And I did, and it's still in my phone.
I don't. Why did I even take that picture?
I don't know. I don't know what exactly it was for.
Oh, shit. I remember. It's when, kind of when we were at the height of quarantine.
Oh, that's right.
And
yeah.
We were coming into work like one at a time.
You just came in pajamas.
And I didn't even get dressed. Yeah, I had Doctor Who pajamas
and
like
a green hoodie.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck's happening here? What's happening? And
the finest in quarantine casual apparel.
That's what it was.
That's
now
right.
I remember.
That's right.
But yeah, no, I was trying to find something and I just died because I was like, why is this here? And like thumbs up with your Who pajamas.
My Who pajamas. God damn it.
So anyway.
Yeah, Christopher Eccleston, man, he's a great actor. And when they announced he was going to be Malekith, I'm like, all right, this is going to be cool.
So is Malekith in the comics?
He is.
Okay.
Yep.
Right.
In fact, the Casket of Ancient Winters, the frost giant relic from Thor the Dark World, like Malekith most usually runs around with that in the comics.
Oh.
So I was kind of shocked that they didn't give him that, but whatever.
Okay, they gave him ether.
They didn't give him fucking anything in this movie.
Right.
He's like such an afterthought.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't really think a lot of thought went into this movie.
Okay.
I'm going to shit on this movie a lot
today. All right, okay. I understand.
Thor the Dark World came out in 2013, very shortly after Iron Man 3.
Wow, they came out that close together.
Yeah.
Wow.
This was the point where they kind of stepped up production of the MCU movies and they wanted to have two Marvel movies a year.
Okay.
So that, you know, kind of keep them fresh in people's minds.
Mm.
This is also the time where we were introduced to the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. TV series, which we've talked about before.
Lackluster.
Very lackluster. Didn't really tie in to the cinematic universe directly as they said it was going to. Nothing like the Disney Plus shows that they got now. Like WandaVision is about to wrap up, and I'm sure that's going to be amazing. It's been amazing so far.
I haven't watched it, but everybody like was worried about it at first, and it now seems like everybody's on board for it.
Right.
It's like people are like, it's better than The Mandalorian. It's better than people are super into it right now.
Crazy how much people turned around on this show.
Wow.
And I'm like, just give it a minute. And Marvel knows what the fuck they're doing. They didn't know what they were doing with Dark World, but they know what they're doing. Give them their love. Give them appreciation. They'll get it figured out.
Give them a moment.
Give them a minute. So one of the cool things, I think it was when they announced this movie, when, you know, because we've talked about how they make all these announcements at Comic-Con.
Yeah.
I believe it was for this one where Tom Hiddleston came out to Hall H, you know, this big hall where there's like thousands and thousands of screaming, sweaty, gooey nerds, as you called them earlier this week. Tom Hiddleston came out as Loki.
Okay, that's cool.
Like, he wasn't like, hey, I'm Tom Hiddleston dressed up as Loki. He was as Loki.
Ah, I love it.
He was like, and you can find that video on YouTube, and he's like, you know, peasants of Hall H.
You mewling quims.
Say my name. And everyone's yelling Loki, and he's getting them all into it. And then, you know, everyone's like yelling and screaming, and he just like brings his finger to his mouth. He's like, shh. And everyone like quiets down. And he's like, oh,
that's cool.
It's so cool. He had those nerds eating out of the palm of his hand. It was great.
Loki's such an awesome character. Every time I see him, I like him more and more, even though he's an asshole.
Right?
But I love him.
Well, he's such a captivating character.
He's a scene stealer.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think had Thor the Dark World played more into that, because, I mean, Loki, he shows up a little bit at the beginning for his imprisonment scene because he got captured at the end of Avengers, and now we're following up on that. Thor is back on Asgard, and he's got Loki with him, and then they put him in Asgard prison. And then
which is a nice prison.
Very nice. Yeah.
He's got a table and shit there.
Yeah, he's got room to stretch out.
Right. Nice, you know? White and clean.
Yeah, we could do some yoga in there.
For real, man.
For real.
Might tone him down a bit.
Right. But we don't really see him again until the ending, and then when they unleash him, you're like, yeah, fucking Loki.
Yeah.
What this movie needed.
Now it's time to party.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But everything until then, you're like, oh man,
it went on and on.
Yeah,
I feel like
I'm gonna go take a piss. Like, I'm not even gonna pause. Don't pause it. I'm just gonna get up. I'm gonna take this piss. I'm gonna go get like a, I don't know, maybe I'll just run get a milkshake. Come back. Oh, the movie's still on? Shit.
Which is shorter than Iron Man 3, which we did last week.
Right.
Yeah, but you know,
and
doesn't matter.
Like, I have seen Thor the Dark World 2 times. Once in the theater. And once last night,
okay,
when I reviewed it for this video. And I had a hard time getting through it.
Okay, so your frame of mind did not change at all.
It didn't. And okay. I thought it might have, you know, because...
Fresh eyes.
Yeah, fresh eyes and everything. But no, like, mm-hmm. I just, like, it was kind of a chore to get through a lot of it. Like, all the Jane Foster stuff did not fucking
care. Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I'm over your little love story now.
Right? Which is
adorable.
Which
I was so
because,
for Pepper and yeah. Tony, but they're cuter.
They're cuter. You just don't like Jane Foster, apparently.
I don't mind Jane Foster. I just...
Huh.
I don't know.
I have a hard time. Now, keep in mind, I got no problem.
I know. I sounded hypocritical there, and you don't like a hypocrite.
I was not going to say anything about that.
Oh, okay, cool.
But you're correct.
Uh-huh.
I was just going to say how, like, I don't buy Thor, the God of Thunder, settling for Jane Foster.
Mm-hmm. Like, well, first off, that's a boring name.
Right?
You know, and I know that as Foster is a last name. Like, it's a boring name. Jane is boring and Foster's boring. Let's just start there.
Okay, we'll start there. And this is not a dig on Natalie Portman.
No.
It's just a dig on, like, her character.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm like, you're the God of Thunder. You could, like, go to the strip clubs. You could literally make it rain.
Get with Sif.
You could be, yeah, get with Sif.
Yeah.
Or, like, come to Earth if you want some Earth ass. Like, you could do better than Jane Foster. Have you met Black Widow yet? Just saying.
He has.
Yeah.
He has.
Exactly. He has.
Yeah.
They were on a team.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been on a different team.
I didn't like Zelvig's, which we'll get into that later. I didn't like his storyline, what happened with him either.
Yeah, because now after the events of Avengers, apparently he's all wacky, goofy.
Yeah. Not a fan. All right, let's dive into it then.
All right, before
we keep shitting on it, let's just
Bill Hicks once said, let's plaster on a fake smile and plow through this shit one more time.
Exactly. We open to Odin's story about his father who defeated the dark elves. And this is where I already was like, oh, fuck it. I don't give a fuck about an elf. Like,
I don't give a fuck about an elf.
I don't.
Fuck a Keebler cookie. Fuck Santa's little workshop. I don't give a fuck about an elf.
Don't give a fuck about an elf. And I think I also thought of the Keebler elves and was like, oh, what's happening? Are they coming out of trees? Like, what? I will say that the elves were more badass than what I previously thought of as an elf. You know what I mean?
I'm just trying to still wrestle with, I don't give a fuck about an elf. I love that line. That was a great line. I was not expecting that to come out of your mouth. First off, I don't give a fuck about an elf.
I don't.
I mean
that as full-heartedly as I can.
Will you please, when you update your Tinder profile, when you like Leanne Foster, first off, I don't give a fuck about an elf.
I don't have one, but I feel like I need to create one just to put... Leah Foster, age 30, don't give a fuck about an elf.
Also don't like your kids, which are very elf-like creatures.
Right, exactly.
It all makes sense.
They're
now.
They're short, they run funny. Elf. That's what that is.
I don't give a fuck about an elf.
I don't.
We should just wrap this up right now because it's not getting any better than that.
See,
today.
The last week we did it too. We start off good and now it's going to be a downhill disaster.
Oh,
man,
shit.
Man, we peak too early.
We do. We got to save some for the end.
We are premature peakers.
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
God. Okay.
I am legitimately going to, after this podcast, I'm going to go on about my day. I'll be like at Target picking up some avocados and just chuckle to myself. I don't give a fuck about an elf.
Should that go on the back of my tracksuit?
Yes.
Does that trump we need Captain Crunch, bitch?
I think so.
Or should I just have alternating ones?
I think you put that on a different tracksuit.
Okay, cool. That's a different color tracksuit.
Yeah, we're going to have multiple Huntsville Home Video tracksuits.
Oh, my gosh, it's perfect. Okay.
Talking about these elves we don't give a fuck about.
Malekith, who's head elf, wanted to transform their world into infinite night and enter the period of darkness or whatever. And the way he was going to do that was to release the ether during the convergence, which is where all nine realms line up with one another, right?
Correct.
Is that where I'm at? But Odin's father defeats him, gets the ether, Malekith, which I think of Mike Tyson every time I say Malekith because it just sounds like a speech impediment. I'm so sorry, but I did the whole time. He is, he's defeated, and he ends up flying off in his little elf spaceship. He lets his people die. He and his right-hand elf, they get the fuck out of Dodge. And you cannot destroy the ether, but they decide to bury it down deep where no one will find it.
I wonder but if someone's going to find it.
Right. I think the legends say all the elves died and the ether was destroyed, but that's not really what happened. Malekith left and the ether is buried where no one can find it. That's the legend that happens. Right. Then we get to Loki coming in as a prisoner, in chains, presented to his mother and father, and he thinks that the throne is his birthright, but Odin says, your birthright was to die, but we rescued you, but Loki's not having it.
And I loved how in the first Thor, Anthony Hopkins was very clearly like, you know, just chewing scenery, just chewing it up, over hamming it up, overacting. Mm-hmm. He turned that shit way up for this one.
Mm-hmm.
Your birthright was to die. Just over the top. I'm like, yeah, fucking just commit. He had a, I can't remember if we talked about this on the first Thor movie podcast we did back on HuntsvilleHomeVideo.com. You can check that review out. But when he got to set, when he was all in his Odin costume, he sees Chris Hemsworth in his Thor costume for the first time. He said something to Chris Hemsworth along the lines of, he's like, well, we certainly don't need to act today, do we? You know, it's something along those lines. Like, he's like, this is the kind of movie, this is where it's like going to be over the top fucking comic book. And he really turned that up in this scene.
Yeah.
And that's what stuck out most to me. I was like, oh, yeah, all right. He gets it. He don't give a fuck.
He understands.
Yeah.
What his point is.
He don't give a fuck about elves either.
Who do, though, you know? So he tells Loki that he's spending the rest of his days in the dungeon while Thor is restoring peace among the nine realms, and he will become king eventually. That's where they leave that conversation. Meanwhile, Thor is recovering peace. He's in battle. He fucks up a giant.
Yeah.
That was cool. The giant comes out and he just David and Goliaths that bitch and fucks it up right in the head. And
I accept your surrender. Everyone kind of laughs at him.
Mm-hmm.
He just wrecks that rock dude. Everyone then surrenders.
Yeah. They were like, maybe we should start with a big one first.
Did you notice, too, that so that was Fandral, one of the Warriors Three, recast from the first movie?
I hadn't recognized him before. So, I did notice that.
He was replaced by Zachary Levi, who went on to become one of the rare actors who has done both a Marvel and a DC movie.
Hmm.
He went on to play Shazam in the only good DC universe movie.
I thought that was Shaq.
No, that was Kazam. Shazam.
Shazam was Sinbad.
No.
That's that movie that people said don't exist, but I know it exists. I know it's a real movie because I saw it.
No, Shazam. Well, Billy Batson. Billy Batson, he's a little kid, and he says Shazam, and he turns into like big muscled up... Zachary Levi, which doesn't make sense, but whatever. It was Zachary Levi in a muscle suit.
I don't know what's happening.
Nope.
This was a DC movie?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So like Superman, Wonder Woman, Batman, Aquaman are all DC characters.
Right.
And their cinematic universe kind of sucks.
Right, I know them.
And then they introduced Shazam.
Never heard of a Shazam.
They came out with the Shazam movie, and that one was actually decent. That one was good.
Hmm.
Like The Rock is playing Black Adam in an upcoming movie.
Yeah.
And that's like the Shazam villain. So they'll probably cross paths eventually.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But we're not talking about that.
We're
today.
Not talking about those people. We're talking about these people.
We're not talking about a good comic book movie. We're talking about
a
mediocre at
a
best
one. Yeah. So he's restored order within the nine realms. He gets zoomed back to Asgard by Heimdall. And Thor is torn. He's not really celebrating his victories like he used to in the beginning of the first film. He's missing Jane. I think because he's so heartsick, I'm just like,
missing some of that earth puss.
Earth ass. So he's missing Jane. And speaking of Jane, we get caught up on where she's at. She's in London, and we get introduced to her on a date. And she's not able to focus, though.
No.
Because her heart still belongs to Thor.
Right.
Ugh, yeah.
I mean, that, you know, it would be a tough act to follow. I get it.
Yeah.
You know, you've
had a god.
Up, yeah, you could have hooked up with the god of thunder. Now you're sitting at a dinner table with this schlub.
Yeah, he was cute.
That was good. Yeah, he wasn't like god of thunder cute.
No, but he was guy next door cute.
Guy next door cute.
He was I appreciated him.
All right. So if you had the god of thunder, could you go back to a schlub like that?
No, I'm not. No, I get it.
Okay.
I get where you're at. I get it.
All right.
I get it. Let's not let this movie tear us apart. Let's move on.
Hey, we're not here. No, we're not going to. We're not here for that today. I'm just asking the hard-hitting questions.
You are. Right. Which dick do you prefer? Right. Which one?
So in a devil's triangle with Thor right. and this dude, who would get
spend more time?
Yeah. Who would get that nut first?
Anyway.
Who would you call back first?
That yeah.
How would you Thor? How would you ghost the dude at the table?
Dude, he's a god.
Okay,
that's all you need to say.
All right,
you should just understand that.
Hey, did you see? You know, like a year or two ago when those aliens invaded New York. You know, the guy, blonde hair, real buff, like just shooting lightning in mm-hmm. the sky. Yeah, I had that. What do you have?
Mm-hmm.
Your oral game ain't that good. I'm gonna tell you that. I was not shocked, literally. I did not get those tingly feelings.
I was trying to figure out how to use that pun, and you got to it before me, and I will applaud you.
Finger guns.
Pew, pew. So anyway. Very logical argument. So Jane is on this date with this guy in London, and Darcy shows up, and she says that she's getting some odd readings that look a lot like what Dr. Selvig had previously teached about, which this is what I didn't like. Dr. Selvig is now a lunatic who is the only explanation we get for it is at some point in the movie, he yells like, I had a god in my brain. It's like, I don't, what?
Yeah.
Like, fuck off. So he's like naked at Stonehenge, like getting caught by the cops. He's then talking about his theories on convergence in a nut house. And we have to mention it because Stan Lee is in the, Selvig's doing like this. He's kind of talking about the convergence theory with shoes. And right before the scene ends, Stan Lee's like, can I have my shoes back? It was super cute.
Oh, even in a movie that I don't give a shit about.
Was that not the highlight?
Yeah.
Was Stan Lee not asking for his shoes back while in a mental hospital the cutest thing ever?
Yeah, I was like, can we just get more of Stan? Can we get like a Stan cameo movie, like where we need more of his backstory.
Just a collage of his stuff. So she's talking about these readings, which are crazy, that gets Jane out of the date, and they are they're following the readings to this like abandoned building where children have discovered a truck that is not glued to gravity. Like
it's
defies
it's just
gravity.
Floating.
It's floating.
Yeah.
You can literally just take it and lift it up. And they also go to the stairwell where these portals are open. You can throw something down and it disappears and then it'll come back above you and drop again. Or sometimes they come back, sometimes they don't come back.
Weird
strange
little,
things afoot.
Weird little glitch in the Matrix.
So while this is going on, readings, they say that the readings are similar to the time when Thor was on Earth, when mm-hmm. Thor had fallen through originally. So Jane goes walking with her little device, and the next thing you know, she gets sucked into a portal or a doorway. And she... while she gets through this doorway, she discovers something. I wonder what it is. It's the ether.
I thought it was buried.
No, buried deep where no one could find it. But somehow, someone found it. And of course, it's Jane.
Mm.
And she gets infected by the ether, which is always looking for a host.
Interesting how that happens.
I feel like they could have buried it better.
Right?
You know.
That's what she said to Thor.
Nicely done, my friend. Nicely
done. Thank you.
If I had a bell, I would ring it. I would make some kind of sound effect. So when this happens, when the ether infects her, that allows Malekith to awaken. Because he can sense the ether. He's just been in a long slumber.
Sure, fuck it. Why not? Let's go with that.
Elves, how long do elves live? I don't know, because I don't give a fuck.
You don't.
But apparently it's a long time.
When you were at Barry College learning about deer, you passed that elf class. I imagine that was part of the curriculum.
How many elves per student?
None?
None. Great.
Deer? I'm going to learn all about
Six.
Them shit. Yep.
Six.
Deer? Still care about. Elves? Fuck them.
Elves, fuck them. An autobiography.
Yep.
So
every now and again, you know, when I talk about writing my eventual book and you're going to write the foreword for that book, it always changes. It's like, I don't know what this book holds, but I can tell you that I don't give a fuck about elves. Leanne Foster, February 2021.
Yep. So it signals Malekith to awaken from his slumber, and the convergence is returning, which is where the realms line up. And so he's going to kind of try to steal the ether once again to do his original plan. He's not giving up on his original plan. He's going to try it again. At least the guy's consistent and persistent.
Pick yourself up, try again. I don't know what that was. I think that was a mixture of like four different songs that use that lyric.
I think dust yourself off and try again. Wait, who am I thinking of that says that? Dust yourself off and try again. Who is that?
Is that an Aaliyah song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Aaliyah.
Okay. Maybe I was thinking that one and like others.
I like that we had an Aaliyah reference.
Yeah.
Within the first 100 episodes.
And as we discovered.
It was a secret goal.
Was it?
Yeah.
All right. No. I'd ask you to tell me what the other secret goals are, but then they wouldn't be secrets.
Oh, no. We'll just hit them when we hit them.
Okay.
I'll let you know.
All right. Aaliyah reference.
Aaliyah reference. Check.
Hope this podcast goes on long enough and doesn't crash and burn.
We got a lot of boxes
like
to
Aaliyah.
Fill. Like, oh, I did.
Savage. R.I.P.
Oh, shit. That's terrible and
that
awesome
is.
At the same time.
Terrible.
I'm trying
awesome.
To think of how to do a pissed on reference because of R. Kelly, but
that's,
I can't.
That's terrible and awesome at the same time.
I can't
Huntsville
put it
home
together.
Video.
Jack and Leanne, an autobiography.
Yeah.
So back, let's go back. Let's go back to Thor.
If we have to.
At some point in all this, when she gets infected by the ether, Heimdall is talking about how he can see all the souls within the realms. And then all of a sudden you can't see Jane anymore. And that's when she's infected by the darkness, the ether, right? So that's not good. She awakens after being gone for hours and the police show up to arrest him. And guess what? Thor shows up now. Thor can come back to Earth.
Sure, let's do it.
Sure, that's great. And Jane slaps the shit out of him, which is understandable because he was in New York, but he couldn't come fly by and see her. What the fuck?
I do love how he's like, well, you know, I was kind of saving the world. And he's like, well, as far as excuses go.
That's
I mean,
a good one.
Slap.
Yeah.
Like, get bitch.
It. Okay. When the cop goes to arrest her for trespassing, we find out what the ether can do. It like blows him away, like
yeah.
blows him up. That was kind of cool, I guess, in a shitty movie. So Thor then takes Jane to Asgard, and they don't, the people like working on her do not know exactly what it is, but then Odin discovers after somebody grabs her what it is. He realizes it's the ether and that it's back. It's back. Odin knows it's back. Guess who's back? Back again.
Ether's back.
Tell a friend.
Tell a friend.
Right. So, but he still's old. He still holds on to the thought that the elves are dead. That the ether's back, though, but the elves are dead. And that's what the story says is true, but ain't true. I think we can understand that that's not true. Meanwhile, this is what I didn't understand. So the elves have ether stones? Is this, do you remember those things that, like, he had, like, a stone of ether? What was that?
Sure.
What were those stones? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Nope.
Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Don't even remember.
Okay.
I think this is when I was going out for a milkshake.
Okay. Well, they're on the elf ship, spaceship, and that right-hand guy that escapes with Malekith.
Right.
He stabs him, he sacrifices himself for the elf people, and he's and Malekith cuts him open and puts that stone inside of him. Remember? Do you?
No, I legitimately walked away to go get a milkshake.
Okay. Okay. I did not realize that was a real thing. So that happens.
No, milkshakes are real, and they're great.
I know milkshakes are real.
And I wanted one more than I wanted to watch the rest of this movie.
Where'd you get one from?
I just went to Wendy's and got a Frosty.
Okay, good. Okay.
Which I still consider a milkshake.
Because you won't go back to that Sonic that's near your house.
No.
Is that still a thing?
Yeah.
Okay, you're still sticking to your guns because you have integrity, and
I
appreciate that about you.
Yeah, fuck them.
Yeah, fuck that Sonic. Not all Sonics, just that Sonic.
Just that particular one, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that happens. He stabs him, and he puts, like, this stone, which I assume is, like, an ether stone, and puts that into him, and he can fight the Asgardians. And then this is where
he turns him into, like, the cursed?
Yeah.
Like the bigger dude?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was,
so is that ether?
I don't know if it's ether. I think it's just, I don't know what it is, but it just turns him into, like, souped up.
Okay. I thought it was like a little stone of ether that could be used at any point in time.
No. So like, spoilers, and I don't know if you picked up on this, but, like, the ether is an infinity stone.
I didn't get that till the end.
Okay.
I got that in the reveal at the end, or the post-credit scene. I didn't know that an ether was a stone. Who knew?
Yeah.
Who knew? So, he puts that ether stone in, or whatever the fuck it is. I don't know what it is now.
You've spent way too much time on this bullshit.
I know. Okay, sorry. So then he fakes as though he's a prisoner, this elf who hides his face, and then he gets put into the dungeons under Asgard, but then he transforms. He kind of, like, does his own Darkness Hulk out thing, and he breaks through the dungeons and he lets out all the prisoners in the dungeons.
Yep.
But he doesn't let out Loki, but he sees Loki. And then again, this is how he steals scenes. Like, wasn't this awesome where he doesn't let Loki out, but Loki looks at him and goes, use the stairs to the left.
Right.
So fucking good. So good. So now there's a full-on assault to Asgard. I will say this was impressive. They're like stealth fighters and ships and shooting the lasers and shit. That was a pretty big battle.
That was a fun one, yeah.
I could give that to him. The elves, again, were more badass than the typical elf that I come across.
You come across a lot of elves in your day?
Well, you know.
Like
you don't know my life.
I don't. That's why I'm trying to peel back the layers.
Just kidding.
Like, we're talking about elf hatred here. You're apparently coming across a lot of elves. What have the elves done to you, Leanne? I want to know the answers.
I'm not ready.
Okay.
I'm not ready to talk about it.
All right. I'm not going to push.
Thank you.
All right. You bet.
I will in my own time.
All right. What, like?
I have a right to come out at my own time.
Have you ever had a fudge stripe cookie? Because they're fucking great.
They are good.
E.L. Fudge.
Mm-hmm.
Elves loves fudge. That used to be a thing.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. But somewhere along the line, elves did you dirty.
Yeah.
And you're like, fuck them cookies, fuck them elves.
I've been tainted.
Shit.
All right. Life's been dark for me. So it's a full-on assault. They break down, like, they're putting up the defense. Heimdall tries to put up the defenses around Asgard, but that doesn't work well because this monster, like, damages it. So they're basically defenseless. And they have lasers. They also have, like, are they like black holes? Like a black hole bomb? Is that what those are? Or like a portal that it's like scrambles them and takes them out? They're nasty. So again, fucking elf. Malekith infiltrates Asgard, and he finds Frigga. I did not realize that was her name. And Jane. Frigga. Rene Russo, isn't it?
Yep.
Thor's mom does a at one point she had grabbed a sword, and so she fights this guy. She fights Malekith and does a pretty good job, but of course she's overpowered and she dies in a badass way.
Right.
Because he goes after Jane, which is just a projection. And which is one of Frigga and Loki's tricks. And Malekith asks Frigga where the ether is. And she goes, I'll never tell you. And he goes, I believe that. And then just kills her.
Which was a great defiant moment for Frigga. It was an awesome villain moment for Malekith.
Yeah.
Why couldn't you have had more of that?
Right. We needed more of those moments.
Why couldn't you have fleshed out Malekith? Why couldn't you have made him an awesome villain? Because as I've mentioned before, and as you will learn as these movies go on, Marvel really does have a villain problem. Like, they've got all these amazing villains from the comic books, but they put them in movies where it's like they're one and done. You know, like they may never show up again, or they don't do anything with them, like in the case of Malekith.
Okay.
Like, he was never a super you know, mega popular villain in the Marvel comics, but he, you know, he provided some trouble for Thor along the way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could have, especially with an actor the caliber of Christopher Eccleston, you could have made him awesome, could have given him a lot to do.
Well, he was portrayed well, there just wasn't enough of him. Like,
right.
They, like he was really badass in the moments we got from him, but we could have done more.
Yeah.
We could have had a lot more of him.
Totally agree.
So, he kills Frigga before Thor can get to him. Thor runs in and he tries to kill him, but not before they jump off the balcony and onto a ship and they get out. They leave Asgard. Also, they have the big Viking funeral, mm-hmm. I guess. Do you want that written into your will? Because I do.
You want a Viking funeral?
I want a Viking funeral. Can I make sure that you, if I go first, can you fulfill my dream of being on a boat and set off on a waterfall and then shot and go into flames? Can I ask for that?
Yep.
Can you make sure that happens for me? That'd be great.
Like,
my life is shit. There's not much going on. Like, at least my death could be fun, you know?
Okay.
I want it to be fun. I want it to be a cool event.
There's this, God, I can't remember the name of the show for the life of me, but it's like a parody of the show Vikings.
Okay.
It's on Netflix. It's from one of the Scandinavian countries.
Isn't it like Norsemen? Is that what it is? No.
Maybe. God, I forget. I'll Google it later because I'm not going to Google it now because that's...
We're in the middle of something.
Yeah, we're in the middle of something.
A shitty movie.
But it's like this character dies and they're having a Viking funeral and the archer can't hit the boat with the arrow.
Uh-huh.
So they're all standing around as the boat gets further and further out and they can't set it ablaze. That would be me trying to set your boat on fire.
That would be.
I'm like, shit.
Which honestly would be worth a chuckle. And so honestly, it would be better.
See, I would do it like this. I would send you out, you know, have the boat all ladled up with like gasoline or whatever. Like, I don't know, whatever you do. And then just like put a bunch of sparklers. So it would be all like sparkling. And then when they got down to the flames, like whoosh.
Like fireworks and shit too in there.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. Fuck yeah. Put some fireworks in there.
Yes.
Pageantry for days.
Mm-hmm. I'd love that. If you can make that work, that would be great. I'll do the same for you or whatever you want. If you want something different, just let me know.
Have I ever told you what my funeral is going to be like?
No.
We're about to get real dark. Super dark.
I don't think you've told me this.
So however I end up shuffling this mortal coil, at my funeral, a good buddy of mine.
Are you doing a legit casket? Like, is it going to start off traditional?
You just about said tradish.
I did, and then I
tradish.
You heard it. You caught it.
Yeah. It's gonna start out super tradish.
Okay.
You know, there'll be like a little reception. You know, a little viewing.
Uh-huh.
There'll be like
open casket.
Depending on how I go out, yeah.
Okay.
There'll be
if it affects the bottom or the top half, which
yeah,
one?
Exactly. There'll be, you know, we'll have like a little buffet spread set out. You know, there's little ham sandwiches with like the good butter on it. Want the good butter, not that
butter
shit.
Butter on a ham sandwich?
Yeah.
What?
Have you never been to like a reception or anything, like a church or a wedding, and they got like those little ham sandwiches on the small buns and they got butter on them?
I thought that was mayonnaise. I mean, you do mayonnaise with ham.
Yeah, you can get them with mayo, but like maybe it's a northern thing. I don't know. They put butter on everything.
Okay.
Anyway, talking about my funeral here. I want butter.
Look, if you want butter,
I want butter
we'll
on
do
the
butter.
Ham sandwiches. Yep.
Okay.
This is
no margarine, just butter.
Just yeah.
Got it.
Straight butter.
You got a preferred brand? Land O'Lakes?
Yeah, go Land O'Lakes.
You like the crunchy
I don't like crunchy butter.
Crunchy country crock.
I do like crunchy crock. No, I mean, whatever. Butter.
Okay.
Just some salted butter.
All right.
Ham sandwiches, maybe some lemon bars.
Love a lemon bar.
Love a good lemon bar. So, at my funeral, one of my dearest friends will be getting up to eulogize me.
I think I know which one it is.
And after, not even at the tail end of the eulogy, like he's not going to finish the eulogy, but near the end of it, he's going to just stop, you know, have a moment where you think he's about to break down because he's, like, talking about one of his best friends ever.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, excuse me for a moment. And he's going to step off of the pulpit, and he's going to pull back a curtain, which will reveal another coffin. Which he will then climb into, have a pause for comedic effect, and then shoot himself in the head in the coffin. And how I will probably leave this earth is that very same individual will show up at my house playing Goodbye Horses from Silence of the Lambs with his shit tucked back, and he will shotgun me before later eulogizing me and then shotgunning himself. That's my Viking funeral.
That is my favorite thing. Oh,
I love how every week your favorite thing just gets trumped.
I have a favorite thing every week.
You got a flow chart that's like this. Yep. This is better than this. This is okay.
This one I'm gonna move back down because this was great.
I did not see that coming. What a shock! And a lot of our friends are the same people, so it's like we're not gonna have to regather.
No, we're all in the. You're all in the same room.
All in the same spot. Put that shit on Instagram, like Facebook Live that shit.
I'll film it.
Knock yourselves out. Knock yourselves out.
I'll film it for a memento.
And then if
there's
you just want
something so sweet about that. Right. like it's all fucked up, but there's something so sweet about it. It's like, dude, if you're going, I'm fucking going with you, man.
Right.
Pop.
I mean, you could not wish for friends that better.
You can't get a better friend than that. Mm-mm. You cannot get a better friend than that.
Nope.
That's really endearing.
Isn't it, though? You're all teared
way.
Up over there.
Well, I'm laughing a lot.
And then you can be there, and you can just set some sparklers on top of our...
Yes!
Or, since comedy comes in threes, no! You pull back a third curtain.
I mean, I might as well at this point. I'll be in good company.
Except yours would just be like a boat that you would set ablaze. Yeah. Viking funeral,
just
bitches!
Roman candle it into the boat.
Yeah! Oh, man, these funerals are going to be the feel-good event of the year.
Oh, my God, I can't wait!
I mean, you leave a funeral, you're all sad, you're crying, but...
You got an experience coming to these funerals.
Right? That
you
is
got
an
experience. You know? You
God.
Got duped like twice.
You got swerved.
You got swerved. You got that smoke.
You got that smoke. Man, I miss Jack, but holy shit, I did not see that coming.
I didn't see that coming.
I didn't see it coming twice. Wow, what a funeral. Those ham sandwiches were delicious.
Did you get them ones with the butter on it? The Land O'Lakes?
Right?
Shit.
I didn't know you could do that. I've been doing that for days. Those lemon bars? Mwah, chef's kiss.
Tart, not too tart.
5 stars out of 5. Best funeral I've ever been. Best funerals I've ever been to.
Hope we got a video of that somewhere. Would love to relive it.
Knowing Jackie probably put that video on HuntsvilleHomeVideo.com. That mm-hmm. fucking shameless self-promoter.
You gonna get it sponsored?
Yeah. I have sponsor stickers all over my casket.
I had a boss that was like that. He said he was going to sell his funeral.
Oh, Jesus.
And like the top part of the casket was going to be this person, and he was going to sell the sections of the casket and airtime at the funeral.
Oh, did he actually pull it off, or is he still living?
He's still living, but I can't wait for the day that he does literally sell his funeral. I think he would.
Yeah.
I think he'd try.
That's really the best way to go out, you know? Like leave him laughing.
Right, exactly.
You know, have a good time.
Have a good time. Take 2 other people with you.
One of my favorite funeral-related things came from a TV show called The Boondocks. You ever watch that?
I have watched bits. Bitch.
Bitch. I've watched bits, it, bitch.
Bits and pieces. What's happening? Am I stroking? Am I going first?
You smell burnt toast? Feathers?
No,
you're good?
Feathers?
I don't know. It's a Fight Club reference.
I don't remember it.
I'm not surprised.
Okay.
Anyway, so this bit in The Boondocks, Grandpa's character, one of his friends ends up passing away,
mm-hmm.
and like he remembers not liking him. He remembers being adversaries with him in their younger days,
mm-hmm.
but then as he got older, he's like, hey, man, like you're in the will. Like, I want you to come to the service. And he's like, oh, shit, like maybe I was the asshole. Maybe I misinterpreted every bad thing that this dude ever did to me. And Jesus, and now he's dead. There's nothing I can do about it. And then he gets to the will reading, and he's like, Robert Freeman, come up and get your bequeathal. And he opens it up, and it's like a pack of peanuts. And the dude on the screen's like, yeah, D's nuts! I got you from beyond the grave, motherfucker! I'd also do some shit like that.
Yes, you would.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Because even in death, I'm still petty.
Petty-ass bitch.
Petty-ass bitch.
Man, that's good. That's better than any Thor movie.
Yeah.
Or maybe.
Yeah, I mean, Ragnarok is really good, but... We learned how we're both going out of this world.
Right. Yeah. That's good. I'm glad I have a plan.
Even if you didn't like Thor the Dark World, at least you learned a little bit something about us.
I feel some comfort knowing that, right? I have a plan. I know what's going to happen. Like, my mom, I'm be like, Mom, I got it taken care of. I know what's going to happen to me.
You know, when you're watching TV and those commercials come on, like, have you talked to your loved ones today about health insurance and blah, blah, blah? Right. Funeral costs are expensive and da, 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 da. I want the commercial with you. Like, have you talked to your loved ones about a Viking pyre? Have you talked about setting your loved ones ablaze before sending them off to Valhalla?
I would be that Leonardo DiCaprio meme. Like, that. Like, pointing.
Have you seen the movie where that meme has come from?
That's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, isn't it?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that one.
Okay.
No. Sorry.
That's all right. It fits the theme. It's on brand.
Yeah, it's okay.
You get it?
If there's one thing I am, it's pretty much on brand.
Right, yeah.
I'm disappointing in all aspects.
You don't deviate far from where we know you from.
Right, exactly.
Although
Viking disappointing in death, though.
Although Viking Pyre, like, I mean, you know, learn something new.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. Wasn't Barry College the Vikings?
We were. Oh, yeah, we were. Well, maybe that's where that came
makes
from.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Barry College put that in your noggin.
You think we'd be the deers, but deer?
Because there were six deer per student.
Because there were six deer per student, yeah. But we weren't. We ain't.
Huh.
No.
We ain't.
We ain't.
Yeah. You're very well-spoken for a college graduate.
I am.
Especially today.
And well-paid for a college graduate. Nah.
Message. We got some commentary going on there.
We do. Mm-hmm. Anyways, let's go back to the dark world.
God damn it, if we have to.
If we weren't dark enough, fine. We're going back to the dark world.
All
we
right,
have
so,
to. It's what our job is today.
So Thor's mom is dead. They got the Viking funeral.
She's dead. Got the Viking funeral. What happens now? What happens in this movie? What are we doing?
Then we got Thor that's going to, like, he's...
Yeah, he and Odin are at odds here because Odin wants to wait. Their defenses are down, but he wants to wait for... Malekith to come back, because he'll come back for the ether and he'll fight him and he'll win. Thor goes, no, you're going to risk the life of all the Asgardians and it's not right. But he wants to take the ether to Malekith and then destroy the ether,
yep,
is what he wants to do mid-transmission.
Thor wants to bring the fight to Malekith.
Right. And Odin is ready to sacrifice all the lives, which is interesting. He's you know, he's hurt, though.
Mm-hmm.
He's hurt. He's heartbroken.
Got them feels.
So Thor gets his buddies, Sif and his Mary. What were they? And the Mary?
The
what?
Mary Three.
The Mary Three.
The Warriors Three.
Yeah, the Warriors Three. Those people.
The Mary Band of Three people.
Yeah. So,
I will give you right now, without looking, I will give you $1,000 if you can name all the Warriors Three.
No, I can't.
Can't do it.
And I think you even mentioned one earlier, and I can't do it.
I did, yeah. I mentioned
I only know Sif.
Sif, yeah.
That's it.
She's not one of the Warriors Three?
I know she's not, because okay. It's Sif and the yeah. Warriors Three.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it'd be Warriors Four.
Yes.
I do got that going for me.
Yes.
That sounds like college. So anyways.
For the record, if this conversation ever comes up again outside of this podcast and some rando on the street's like, hey, I'll give you $1,000 right now if you can name all the Warriors Three. Volstagg, Hogan, Fandral. There's your $1,000.
You mean I couldn't remember Hogan?
Yeah.
You mean I couldn't remember Hogan?
You could not.
God, I'm stupid. Is that the second time I've said it today?
At least you've said it.
At least I've said it. It's out in the open for everybody.
I didn't have to point it out.
For once, you didn't.
We're real friends.
So Thor gets his buddies, his real buddies that he can count on.
Ouch.
To conduct a plan, and he's going to break Loki out to find a pathway out of Asgard, because he tries to get Heimdall tells him, I cannot commit treason, I cannot let you out, but he will help him in other ways,
mm-hmm,
is what he will do. So Loki is all, he's using that little project, that image project thing, and he looks like he's, you know, all put together, but he's not. He's all tore up over his mother.
Yeah, he finds out about his mom dying, and,
mm-hmm,
and he's a bit disheveled.
He is.
He's
he
trashed
is.
His cell. He's looking a bit rough.
Yeah, looking a bit rough. Still cute, though.
Looking like Taylor Swift wrote a breakup song about him.
Yeah. Yeah. And Thor offers him vengeance. He said, I know what you want. I know you want vengeance. I will offer you vengeance for a way out of Asgard. That's the plan. So they make their way out after being threatened by every one of the warriors that if he tries to betray Thor, he's going to be killed. They're all like Thor, like he's got a list of people who are going to kill him, which is great.
I love when Volstagg, when he finally gets to Volstagg, he's like, by the way, if you betray him, he's like, what, you're going to kill me? Just like, fuck you.
Like, you're on a list.
Yeah, I'm out.
So they make it into one of the spaceships, the elven spaceship.
Also, real quick, while Thor and Loki are walking, we do get our quick Captain America cameo.
Which
I didn't think we'd get in a Thor movie, which was great. Loki is just shape-shifting between characters, and eventually he's like, oh, maybe you'd rather talk to one of your new buddies. And he turns himself into Captain America and just starts going off on a patriotic rant. I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, that was super cute. I like that.
Chris Evans showed up to work for a day.
A day. I wonder how long it took for that to be shot. Because it takes astronomically long.
Right.
For any of that shit.
Yeah, he showed up to work for a day. You know, probably made $1 million, scratched it off his Marvel contract.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? So they do that. They get into one of the elf ships that was crashed into somewhere in Asgard. And Thor is not the best pilot. And while Loki's bitching, Thor's actual plan is that this big ship, he's got like the biggest ship, and they're being fired at and all this stuff. The plan, which he doesn't let Loki know until he does it, is that that big ship is a distraction. They jump off of it and get onto a smaller one so that they could go find the pathway out of Asgard. Which was good. That was a good little thing. And they make it out. And the head elf, Malekith. God, what's happening with me in names?
Oh.
They make it out, and Malekith knows that the ether is now home, now on their planet or their realm, right?
Yep.
Out of Asgard. There's no need to invade Asgard anymore.
Now, fair topic of discussion here. I just want to let you know, at this point, like, I got up. I had my milkshake already.
Okay, right. So you did that earlier.
That was good. I had my Frosty.
Did you get fries with that? I love fries in a Frosty.
Are you a fry dipper in the Frosty?
I mean, I don't need to necessarily dip, but I like them together because you get the salty and the sweet.
Okay. See, I like.
You're not a fan?
Not a fan. I just like a pure straight up Frosty, cool. Chocolate Frosty.
Hey, what makes the world go around? We're all different.
You know? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, I put butter on ham sandwiches. Clearly, I'm fine. I put butter on peanut butter sandwiches.
Why?
Because it's extra, extra creamy. It's super good.
So you don't like crunchy peanut butter?
I'll do it. Like, I'll have it.
An extra crunch.
You're all about that extra crunch?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
See, we're learning things today.
Learn
about, you know, how we're going out of this world. Learn about what kind of sandwiches we like.
What brings joy into our daily lives while we are still here?
Which isn't much.
No, just butter.
Butter.
Fries and Frosties.
Yeah, and this podcast.
Yeah.
That's about it.
So what was your point?
So I had my Frosty. You know,
yeah.
I come back to the movie.
Do you go small, medium, or large?
I went with the small.
Okay.
Because at the time I was watching this, it was like 10 o'clock at night. You don't need to wolf down a large. Who the fuck am I kidding?
Never stopped me before.
I was going to say, who the fuck am I trying to be better than? Nobody. In fact, I should have ordered the large Frosty because as I was sitting through the drive-thru, I'm like, who the fuck needs a large Frosty at 10 o'clock at night? I mean, I certainly... And so I guilted myself into a small Frosty. I robbed myself of two extra sizes of Frosty.
It's dumb.
That is dumb.
It's better for the money. You're getting better value.
I will never do that again.
That's so stupid.
I was
stupid. You can go large Frosty any time of the day. This is also why I have a severe weight problem. That's why my insides are just churned butter at this point.
Well, so to get to where I was going to this, like, keep in mind, I just had a Frosty like not even an hour earlier.
Uh-oh.
Rachel made blueberry lasagna.
I'm sorry. A what?
Yeah.
Oh my God. What is it?
It's
tell me fucking, what it is.
It's pure fucking awesomeness. Ah. It's a layer of like crushed up vanilla Oreos for the crust.
Oh my God.
And then white chocolate.
Jesus.
Like white chocolate pudding and blueberries for the bottom layer. And then freeze dried blueberries for the next layer.
Get the fuck out.
And then the top is like a fresh whipped cream. And then the on top of that is sprinkled white chocolate on top of that.
Jesus Christ.
So I went to go get some diabetes.
Right.
I got
that's,
up.
That's diabetes in a casserole dish.
Yeah. Like the vision in my right eye is a little blurry today.
Mm-hmm.
And I know why. Mm-hmm. Like I got that beatus.
You got that beatus in your veins.
Yeah. Wilford Brimley's just shaking his head at me. He's like,
I told you.
From the great beyond. He's just like, I'll see you soon, Jack.
I did all those commercials for nothing.
Yeah. Right. I didn't just love Quaker Oats. I tried to warn you about the beatus. I was in The Thing, too. Jack, do you remember that?
He was.
You loved that movie so much. Did you learn nothing from me? Clearly, I didn't.
No.
I think clearly if Wilford Brimley was still with us today, he would sacrifice for the blueberry lasagna.
Mm-hmm. I think
like,
so.
Yeah.
He'd sacrifice a coma. Up them units.
Right. I'm like, I don't want to be awake right now. Let me just wolf this blueberry lasagna down. I'm like, come on, coma.
Call your buddy. Get ready, bud.
Nope. Guess I'm back to the dark world. Fuck. But like during this part in the movie, I got up and I went to the kitchen and I had just gone there to get a bottle of water.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, I still got some blueberry lasagna left. I started wolfing down on that. And then I just kind of in almost a fugue state, just kind of wandered the house.
Understandable.
Like I went to my Transformers room for a minute. I looked at some of my Transformers. I transformed a couple of them.
Hmm.
I was like, yeah, these guys are cool. And, you know, I got a lot of toys. I shouldn't. Walked over to Rachel's Lego room and I was like, man, she's got a lot of Lego she's got to put together.
Envious of.
She should get on this.
You guys have a Lego room and a Transformer room because you went, fuck people staying over here. We're going to get rid of both of our spare bedrooms and just put our Legos and creations.
Yep. You've got, we have a couch. You can pass yourselves out on the couch.
Right.
Leave our fucking toys alone.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Or get a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How about not stay with me?
Right.
This is my blueberry lasagna.
Right, yeah. Fucking stay away from my shit. But, literally zoned out and gapped out and completely forgot that I was watching a movie.
It's understandable.
Until during one of the later fight scenes, there's an explosion or whatever, and I heard that in the theater room from wherever I was at. I was like, oh, fuck, I was watching a movie. God damn it. And then went back to the movie. So the whole bit where the big fight happens.
Yeah.
Where we're about to talk about, again, I've seen it before. I didn't rewind it.
Okay.
Completely gapped it out. I just wanted to let you know that
That's fine. That's fine.
That's where I was at with this movie.
Okay, perfect. Well, around this time, we need to point out that in London, they get Zelvig out of the mental hospital. And they discovered that the convergence is about to happen. This only happens every 5,000 years, but it is about to happen. So back to the elf planet. Elves with a V if it's plural. Once singular, it's an F. Elf planet.
Fuck them elves.
Fuck them elves. This was pretty intense because Loki is in chains and they're going back and forth about trust. And Thor goes, I don't know if I can trust you, but he uncuffs Loki and Loki goes, you probably shouldn't. And he stabs Thor. And he stabs Thor before they can hatch the plan, you think. Cuts off his hand before he can grab his hammer. This all happens in front of Malekith, and Loki gives up Jane because all he wants is for a front row seat to watch Asgard burn. That's all he wants. So he gives up Jane. Malekith takes the ether from Jane, but it was all a ruse.
Swerve.
Loki didn't abandon anybody or didn't betray anybody. It was like one of those projector things. He didn't cut off Thor's hand. This wasn't Extremis from last week. He didn't regenerate a hand. He never got his hand cut off. And so the plan actually worked. And so while the ether's being transferred to Malekith, Thor thinks he destroys it into pieces. But that's not what happened. It actually ends up coming back together and Malekith does get the ether. So the plan did go wrong in that aspect.
Oh, shit.
It's not over. So Loki and Thor are fighting the elves, and Loki ends up saving Thor's life at one point because Thor's not doing very well. And then what happens? Loki gets stabbed.
Oh, no.
I was tore up about it.
Fuck you up a little bit?
Fucked me up a little bit.
All right.
And he dies, but he dies an honorable death. And Thor says that he will make sure that their father knows that, or not his father.
Right. My father will know this.
Yes. So Thor and Jane end up escaping, and they're like in this cave or tunnel or wherever they're at, and Jane somehow miraculously gets a phone call because all of the realms are merging and she's able to get cell service. So dumb. This would have been a great ad for like the Verizon guy to walk out, you know?
Shit, yeah.
Wouldn't that have been great? Wouldn't that have been awesome?
That would have been funny.
So she gets a call and she has cell service. So they keep walking through until they find the portal that allows them to go back to the abandoned building where they were at when she gets the ether. That's where they go. So they're back on Earth now. How conveniently they're back on Earth.
Now we're in London, and we get a little brouhaha, a little smackdown.
Yeah, we learned that conveniently the convergence is going to happen right over Greenwich. Of course it does, because of course that's where it's going to be.
Super convenient.
Isn't it convenient that that's where they are? So all of the they discover that because all the wonders of the world or something are pointing towards it. Selvig discovers that on a map or whatever it is. So Malekith shows up. And the idea is to send the ether through the convergence to affect all the realms and create darkness. Again, it's the same plan. So Thor fights Malekith, and it was pretty crazy. It was a pretty good fight. They end up, Jane has these, she kind of creates her own portals, right? She has these poles that she sets out, and she's able to use energy to create her own portals. So they're fighting, and they're falling through portals and doorways and going to different worlds, and then like before they strike the other one they fall through again. That was kind of cool.
It was kind of I'll give it that. That was a cool visual.
Kind of looked awesome.
I liked it.
Yeah. Kind of leading up to it was dumb, but you know, it was
now,
kind of a cool
now
visual.
I will say when we, you know, in phase three, when you get to watch the Doctor Strange movie, it takes that and just blows it up by 1,000.
Okay.
And it's so much better.
Okay. All right. So Thor and Malekith are fighting from realm to realm, and then at some point they split apart. Malekith ends up back in Greenwich, and Thor ends up on a subway, which is 3 stops away from Greenwich.
Convenient.
Convenient. I like how the girl like stumbles and falls into him, and you know, just to feel him up on the subway, and Thor notices it and like smiles at it. Like it was
right,
funny.
Yeah.
That was cute. I liked that. Thor arrives, and this is while Malekith is using the ether. It's working. It's where the convergence is happening. The ether is about to go through, and the only person that can get close enough is Thor. So he grabs those poles, which is what Jane was using to create her own little portals, and he says, Malekith says, you can't destroy the ether, and Thor goes, no, but I can destroy you. So he throws the poles at Malekith, and then Jane uses the device to send parts of him off to different realms.
Starts lobbing off arms, going to different places.
Yeah, and then like gets him in the chest, I think, and then sends him off to a different realm, and
like just craters him into one of his dark elf ship.
Yeah, the ship goes to fall onto Thor because Thor passes out, but then it ends up falling into a portal and it falls on top of Malekith and crushes him. And the world is saved.
Went out like a chump.
Yep. So
wasted.
Yeah.
The talents of Christopher Eccleston.
Yeah.
The Dark World.
I agree. We needed more of him.
We needed
more of it. So at Asgard, after everything is cleared up, Thor says that he does not want to be king yet. He's not ready for it. He'd rather be a good man than a great king. He will do all he can to protect the 9 realms, but he can't do it from a throne. He has to be out there in the middle of the fight.
Mm-hmm.
Which is nice.
Quite the change from who he was at the end of Thor 1.
It's what Earth Ass will get you.
That's what Earth Ass will get you.
So Odin, he can't say that he agrees with it or give him his blessing, but he pretty much in a roundabout way says that he's proud of his son, you know, in the only way that he can.
Yep.
He basically implies it. And then Thor stays true to his promise that he's going to tell his father that Loki died an honorable death. He does that. He leaves, and then guess what? The king is not really the king. He's just a projection. It's Loki!
Oh, shit!
And Loki thanks Thor for not wanting the throne after Thor walks out. Which I kind of thought he was still alive because we got what I thought was a projection, because at some point in the middle of all this, one of the merry men, what were they?
Warriors
the
3.
The Warriors 3.
One of the merry men.
One of them goes to
they
visit.
They don't hang out with Robin Hood. Jesus.
I'm trying. So one of them goes to visit the king at some point, goes to visit Odin at some point, and you kind of get a glimpse of his face and you realize that's probably a projection. And then it's at the right at the end of the movie, you realize Loki's got the throne.
Loki's still living.
Loki's still living. Super happy about it. I'm glad. And that is the end of the movie.
Or is it?
Or is it? There's a post-credit scene. Have you not learned by now? Jeez, you dumbasses.
So did you pick up that there were two in this one?
There are two?
Yeah.
Did I miss another one again? I've done this again.
You missed another
one,
but
it's... I thought those credits were really long, but Disney Plus does this thing where I fast-forwarded through and I got to the first post-credit scene, and then after that, you know how the menu changes, and
here's the small screen?
Right.
Yeah.
And then I just thought, oh, well, then that means it's over with, so I missed it.
Well, and that's what I thought, too, but after Avengers, you know, we were trained to sit for all the credits. Because sometimes there's a mid-credit stinger and then a post-credit stinger.
Gotcha. Well, I got the mid one.
Okay.
I got the mid one, which is Tantalor? What was it?
The Collector.
The Collector, whatever his name was. He is visited by Sif.
And Volstagg.
And they hand over the ether to the Collector. And they do not want him to release it. They like, you need to keep it away from everyone. He vows to do that. And as they walk away, he says, one down, five to go. When I caught that the ether is an infinity stone.
Because, yeah, he mentions that why wouldn't you want to keep this on Asgard? And Volstagg says, because the Tesseract
is there
and you shouldn't keep two infinity stones.
Right, together.
And that is when, because now keep in mind, we just a year earlier got Thanos, the tease, and any comic book reader knows that he gets the Infinity Gems for his Infinity Gauntlet, and they're way different than they are in the movies. The Tesseract is not an Infinity Stone. The Ether is not an Infinity Stone
in the comics,
right. So now we've got confirmation that this is now an Infinity Stone. The Tesseract is an Infinity Stone. So now we got our... I'm like, okay, shit. So now when every movie has been come out after that, they're like, okay, so is this artifact? Is that a stone? So,
okay. And there are six of them, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very cool to learn that piece of knowledge.
Wow.
And then if you would have sat through the rest of those credits.
I'm sorry. I should have known better.
Yeah,
but that little menu popped up, and I just didn't. I didn't think.
So this is what you missed. Okay. I'll see how much it offends or disgusts you, or you just don't give a shit about.
Okay.
So the credits roll. The camera pans up, and it's Jane Foster sitting in her apartment, eating some cornflakes, and we see the kind of like the rainbow bridge, the light from Asgard come down in the back of her apartment. She's like, oh my God. And she runs out and the light fades away and there's Thor and they just embrace for a kiss.
God.
But if it was Tony and Pepper, then fuck yeah.
Yeah, because they're real. They're better.
They're real.
They're better.
Okay.
You know, they don't need that lovey-dovey shit. Like, they're a cool couple.
All right.
Yeah. I don't need this Jane shit.
So and there it was. That was Thor the Dark World, the least impressive of the Marvel movies. But definitely not the least impressive episode of Huntsville Home Video.
No.
I think we did pretty good.
I think we did okay.
Yeah.
I think we turned shit into gold here.
We turned chicken shit into chicken salad.
Yeah. Shit. Oh, yeah. Yeah, not my favorite. I didn't think it was terrible. Like I said in the beginning, I thought it was okay, but I just don't need a Thor movie. Just me personally, I just don't care enough.
See, and
and it just went on and on and on.
Yeah. It definitely had some issues. And Thor Ragnarok, the third movie, so much better.
Okay.
So much, but like night and day difference. I'm like, why couldn't you have been doing this all along?
But at least they fixed it.
They did.
You know?
And hopefully, you know, they fixed it in time because they are currently working on another Thor movie, the fourth one, Love and Thunder, which will reintroduce Jane Foster.
Okay.
Like, she's going to be in there again.
So is she not in Ragnarok?
She is not in Ragnarok. In fact, we do not see Jane Foster again in the MCU.
Well, I will say, if this is the worst of the MCU universe, I mean, that's still pretty good.
Right?
You know?
Yeah.
You got to give it that.
Yeah, thankfully the movies don't get much You know, they get way better. They don't get as bad mm-hmm. as Thor Ragnarok. And even trying to watch it again, it's like, okay, you know, going into this, it's going to be a bit of a slog. This one was a tough one to get through, even still, as documented by my trips for Frosties and and random
just and blueberry lasagnas,
and toys, and just wandering around my home.
Yes.
So yeah, that was Thor Ragnarok or Thor the Dark World.
Thor Dark World.
Next week, though, we go from the worst Marvel Cinematic Universe movie to the best.
According to you.
According to everyone.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's like a universal thing?
It's documented. Okay. Even Team Iron Man fans are like, you know what? Winter Soldier's the best.
All right.
You know, in fact, Kanye West one time ran up on stage when Taylor Swift was up there, and she's like, I'm gonna let you finish, but Captain America the Winter Soldier was the greatest movie of all times. Like, that happened once.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Yep.
I remember that distinctly.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that happened.
That's exactly what he said.
Kanye did that.
He did it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. If you know, the mind believes it, the mind will achieve it.
That sounds like some Kanye shit.
Right? No, like, even non-Captain America fans, like, a lot of them say, like, you know, holy shit, the MCU fucking just hit.
Okay.
With Winter Soldier, we get the introduction of the Russo brothers, who are the directors behind Winter Soldier. They show up in this one. They're basically going to continue to bring the MCU all the way to Endgame. They direct Civil War. They direct Infinity War. They direct Endgame.
Okay.
They were also directors on Arrested Development. They were also directors on Community, which is my favorite sitcom of all times we were talking about earlier.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. So
I'm excited about it just because of you.
All right.
And yeah, so I'm excited. We're going to have such fun talking about that one.
There will be nerding out about Captain America. There will be singing. There might even be some dancing.
Okay.
I don't know. I get amped up when I talk about my Captain America. I can love them. I'll mm-hmm. break out. I will wear my Avengers Endgame outfit, which was my Captain America shirt. I had Captain America boxers. I had Captain America socks.
Okay.
Everything.
I need to get a Captain America shirt?
I probably should. Had a Captain America phone case.
Okay.
It's great.
I'll put down my Thor hammer and my Thor helmet, and then I'll go.
I mean, it's Thor's day. You know, you gotta dress up for Thor's
day.
Yeah.
But when we do Captain America, I'll have to get a Captain America shirt.
I am even trying to look at Winter Soldier not as a Captain America fan, this is still a phenomenal movie.
Okay.
Like, it is just so well done. Like, fucking perfect. I wish we could have talked about that one today. But instead,
we'll get there. Don't rush it. We'll get there.
All right, be patient. So that's what we will do now. Keep in mind, for Marvel Phase 2 month, we're switching things up again. You're getting this episode today on a Thursday. We'll be back for Captain America Winter Soldier on a Monday, and mm-hmm. then after that, let's go on Thursday again for Guardians of the Galaxy, because that comes after Winter Soldier in the MCU lineup.
Okay.
So we'll check that one out.
I'm in.
Guardians of the Galaxy on Thursday next week. We'll do that. So in the meantime, make sure to follow us along on our social medias, our social meds, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at
HSV Home Video.
You can also hit us up at HuntsvilleHomeVideo.com. Also be sure to follow our podcast sponsor.
Because we got one.
Underboss Photography.
Yeah, look at us, Mom.
Yeah, that's right. We got Underboss Photography money. Look at us go. We got some good pictures coming.
Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal pictures. Michael, the owner of the business, a phenomenal photographer. He can do a little bit of everything. He can do scenery. He can do outdoor shots. Like we mentioned earlier, you know, there's a lot of great picturesque areas here in the Huntsville area. He's done some killer shots of those. He sells his prints online. He phenomenal pet photography. Got some great, great pictures of my dog. That I love and I cherish, and I highly encourage anyone in the Huntsville area, if you love your fur baby as much as I did mine, definitely see him and go get some awesome, awesome pictures. So Underboss Photography, thank you for being a part of Huntsville Home Video. Follow him on social media. Follow Underboss Photography. Check them out. And check us out on Monday. Not even a whole week that you have to wait. It's Thursday today if you're listening to it. We'll be back for Captain America on Monday.
All I have to say is you're welcome. Ha 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 ha! To everybody listening out there, you're welcome.
You are welcome.
You are welcome. Yeah. You listeners over in Australia, you're welcome.
France.
Oui, oui, you're welcome.
Germany.
I froze. I wasn't ready.
All right.
Well, I wasn't ready.
Well, we'll end on that disappointing note.
Yep.
Thanks for letting us down today, Foster. Until Monday, when we chat with you again, be kind and rewind. Fuck them elves.
Fuck them elves.